This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, 833-WAR-TALK is the phone line. 833-WAR-TALK, toll free anywhere in the United States, 833-927-8255. I'm your relentless Trump warrior, relentless conservative warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, American-born, and American-made, baby. Ass-kicker, not ass-kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegals. Coming to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, and syndicated all over the United States by USA. Newsmax TV in the third hour in front of 50 million homes. Tangible Investments, main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know storm's coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. I wish Trump had listened. Stormy's coming, Donald. I wish I could have told him in advance. A stormy's coming. Don't do it. Don't do it. Got to find a safe haven from that port. All right, be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, and I've got the coin right here. It is big, it is bold, it is brassy, it is beautiful, and you want it. It's just pure gold, straight from the mint. 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. First 100 callers, get it. Ready, set, go. Or visit TII1.com, TII1.com for Tangible Investments Incorporated, TII1.com. All right, we've got our first ever, I hope you guys appreciate this, ever in the history of my show, three-segment holdover guests. This never happened before.
Look at that.
But I like these guys. It's okay. They're buddies of mine, so they get some extra airtime. So Kevin Child, trustee Clark County School District's with us. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, what's up, guys?
And Victor Jakes, columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal's with us. Hey, Victor.
Hey.
His name looks like Jokes, but it's pronounced Jakes, just so everybody knows.
But
you'll make the
Apple
same mistake as
jokes,
me.
Right? Apple says, I say, call Victor Jakes.
And it says, calling Victor Jokes.
Yes.
I know. I heard it. I heard it. I'm a witness. I'm a witness.
You could sue Apple.
Either that or legally change his name to J-A-K-E-S so you don't confuse people. What's the matter with you?
But he's not a joke, though.
I'll slap you around, boy.
He's not a joke.
What's the matter with you?
The real deal.
All right, so let's start with Victor. How can we improve school safety in light of the recent school shootings? And this is, not, again, not a Vegas question. This applies to public schools all over the United States.
Well, I think it comes down to hardening the target. I mean, the truth is that if someone really wants to commit a mass murder or an attack, they're going to find a weapon. There's 300 million weapons in America. And so the question is how do we prevent them from getting into a school? And if they are in a, you know, if they end up getting into school, how do we stop them as soon as possible?
How about there's no flashing neon sign in front that says, come in and kill us, come in and kill us, gun-free zone? How about we get rid of those signs?
That's the first step is, you know, if you're a teacher, if you're a principal, if you're trained, you know, there's obviously be a process. But if you want to carry a weapon, that is okay. And you know what? If you know, as a school shooter, that you know I go in and there are people that, who are there who are going to shoot back, they aren't just going to run away and hide in a classroom and you know put their body in front of someone else because they can't fight back, that's going to give you some pause in terms of, you know, is this worth it? Because it's no longer a risk-free activity in the very short, immediate term. The people are going to be able to fight back.
And I'm with you. Believe me, school teachers and principals who are comfortable with it. Obviously, I don't want people who don't want to be armed and are scared of guns, i.e. liberals. I want people who are willing to defend the children. So if you're willing to, I want them to be armed. But how about, Victor Jakes, if nobody in the school's armed, you still don't put a sign in front that says nobody's armed? Because that's just dumb.
Yeah, I mean, the idea that schools are a gun-free zone and that a criminal who is going to come in and kill children is somehow going to be stopped by a sign is just insane.
And well, not only that, stopped, they're encouraged by the sign.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's like liberals think that, oh, we make it illegal, therefore it'll stop. No, that's not how it works. The people who follow the law will stop. The people who don't follow the law will be encouraged.
Did you see what Rand Paul said? Rand Paul had a great line. Rand Paul said, I know there are crazy children. We're dealing with mental illness. I know they're absolutely nuts. I know they're vicious. I know they're violent. He said, but I noticed they're not so mentally ill that they attack police stations. They only attack places where no one has a gun. They don't go to a police station and shoot it up because they'll get shot back at.
Oh, that's exactly right. I mean, you want to look at part of the lowest crime area in America. It's a gun store, right?
Right.
I mean, who's
going to
walk into the gun store and say, hey, this is a holdup? And so you're right. We can't make our schools so attractive in terms of people knowing that, you know, if I bring a weapon to campus, I'm going to be the only one with a weapon. That's not how it should be.
By the way, if you look at a map of America, I've seen the map of America where all the crimes are. All the crimes are in all the big cities that have strict gun control, and in all the areas where everybody's armed and ready to shoot, and I'm sure liberals would call them like white crackers armed to the teeth with guns, there's no crime. There's no crime. Everybody's afraid to shoot because they know someone will run out and shoot them, so nobody does anything.
It's one of the biggest frustrations to me about the media is that you see the systematic failure of liberalism in terms of the big cities, in terms of the crime. You know, they just try and pass more gun laws. It doesn't work. You just look at the economic policies that they pass there, and then people have to flee in droves.
It works. You know, I'm booked on a flight to Chicago. I want to go to a nice vacation in the middle of Chicago right now. I just want to relax on a street with drug dealers around me with their guns because they don't really have guns, right? I'm imagining. They don't have guns because it's a gun-free zone. They must not have guns, right? How did all those people get shot last weekend? It must be all a myth. It's fake news. It's not happening, right? Because if we pass a law that says gun-free zone, there are no guns, right?
They changed the name of Chicago to Chirac.
It is a nightmare. Hey, Victor, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Great to be here. Thank you.
I want to finish up with my great friend Kevin Child with a specific letter that I got. I want to see his reaction to it. I just got it yesterday, and they didn't know you were going to be on, but they wanted to ask me something about public schools. So it says, Mr. Root, my daughter is an eighth grade female student who goes to Escobedo Middle School here in Las Vegas. I'm also a father to a second grade male student at another school. My daughter says the students at this upper middle class, are disrespectful and physically aggressive to the teachers to the point that some teachers are afraid to teach or even speak up. There are multiple bullies at the school, and the bullies are waiting at the bus stop to beat up parents. This week and last week, there's been a police presence at a lot of the Escobedo bus stops. What a huge drain on our taxpayer dollars and resources having to babysit these kids at the bus stop. I know you have a very large following, and I've been a listener of yours for over 2 years now, every single day. If you have the time, can you make this problem known to the wider community of parents and officials who might be able to actually do something? Well, aren't you lucky? This is signed by a wonderful guy. We'll not give a name. I'll just say a very concerned parent. But aren't you lucky, very concerned parent? Because I've got Kevin Child, who is someone who's an official who could do something about it. What do you think about that letter?
I'm upset, first of all, and I will get that number from that gentleman, and I will go and call him, absolutely. And again, that's what we're facing throughout our schools in America. It's so
They're willing to beat up teachers at an upper middle class school?
And remember, around those schools, there's apartment buildings. I know where Escobedo is. There's a lot of Section 8 over there. And that's throughout our country.
There it is. That's what's happening. Liberals want to infiltrate every neighborhood. Yeah.
Martin Luther King didn't die over civil rights. He died over the right to have welfare. People don't know that. A welfare check wasn't designed to be a paycheck.
He didn't want everyone to have welfare. Did not.
A welfare check, it wasn't designed to be a paycheck to raise a child. It's become the social norm. I call it the new social slavery. And it's because of the Washington politicians. And I hope these people, Republicans and Democrats, get off their really rear ends and start changing that. I don't want to hurt any kid, but here's the deal. If you don't have money to buy a car or a home or your residence or rent, why are you having a child? These are the things we need to start asking. People won't ask that. I will. I'm not afraid to.
It's politically incorrect.
Too bad. But these are things that are staring all of us in the face.
Of course.
And that's why we have the crime what we're having. And it's not going to stop until we start speaking up, like you on the radio station, Victor Jakes over at RJ, and other people like us.
You realize the war on poverty, we spent 23 or 24 trillion since 1968. When was it passed? 68? 23 trillion, more than all the wars in the history of America combined, times three. I believe it's 8 trillion for all the wars combined. So three times more on poverty, and there's more poverty today than there was in 1968. So what has welfare done to get rid of poverty? Nothing.
Nothing.
What has welfare done to help public schools? Nothing. Helping kids do well. My kid was homeschooled and wound up graduating number one in her class at Harvard. I said that wrong. I would never want to be misquoted. She wound up graduating at the top of her class, magna cum laude at Harvard. She wasn't number one, but she was near number one. She was right at the top, magna cum laude at Harvard University. Homeschooled. Never went to a Vegas school. But the kids who go to Vegas school who don't have a father in the house, don't ever get a whiff of Harvard. So you tell me.
There's some kids that do. They get that break. Let me let that known.
You know how many kids go to Harvard each year from Las Vegas? We have 2 million people in Vegas.
A lot more than other states, I'll guarantee that.
Nah. The year my daughter was accepted, five kids in the entire state of Nevada were accepted at Harvard.
Clark High School, 24 merit scholars.
Yeah.
24. The top 2% in the United States at Clark High School.
Really?
Yes.
But that's a charter school,
no,
right?
No, it's not. It's a public magnet school.
A magnet school.
It's the number one magnet school, high school in the nation.
In the nation?
In the nation.
So you tell me now, that brings up a good question. What are they doing right that the rest of the public school is doing wrong?
Leadership.
But I will tell you, listen, I have a right
to... You told me not to use that and it came off.
Listen,
sorry.
Muhammad Ali said it ain't bragging if you could back it up. My two kids, I have four kids, but the first two who have graduated and gone on to college, one went to Harvard, the other one is going on to school right now, going on to college, both won the National Merit Scholarship. Yeah. Here in Las Vegas, homeschooled, never won a day, it's a regular school.
And we have 24 at Clark High School.
That's pretty impressive.
And then we have the top five magnet schools right here in Las Vegas. That's Bracken Elementary School, East Career Technical Academy, Clark High School, and Cashman Middle School.
Wow.
Amazing schools. And I want to challenge some of those, like, the upper end.
So let me ask, at those schools, are the teachers allowed to be fired if they're bad and the good ones get... To me, it's all about giving higher salaries to the good ones and firing the bad ones. Is that what happens at those schools?
She screens her teachers before she hires them, before she writes that contract. She knows who she's hiring. And that's the difference between a good leader and a bad leader.
There you go. All right. We got it. Victor Jakes. And Kevin Child. Kevin is the trustee, Clark County School District. Victor, columnist for the Las Vegas Review Journal. He does a great job. I love his columns. We're hard-hitting, Victor and I. We hit bad. We hit, and they hit us. We hit them back harder. We bring guns to knife fights. We don't bring knives to gunfights. Wayne Allred, War Now. USA Radio Network, Newsmax TV coming up in about 45 minutes or so. We'll be on national TV, Channel 349 DirecTV, Channel 216 Dish. And we'll see you in a sec.
What about Roku? Boy. Are you on Roku?
Yes, we are on Roku.
So
yes.
I can go. I can go on my. I have,
hold on. Hold
I
on. Let me make sure.
I have 13 Roku.
Hi, this is Wayne Allred Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allred Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. Liberty HealthShare. For more information, call toll-free 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237. 4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort. comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392. War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Ruth, the segment, this segment, I should say, not the segment, this segment is sponsored by Bullet Blocker. This should have been the sponsor of the last couple segments. We had these great guys on talking about public schools in America who are big shots in Vegas, whose expertise is the school system. One, Kevin Child, trustee of the school board, and the other, Victor Jakes, is on the Las Vegas Review-Journal, columnist, and writes about schools very often and school boards and teachers' unions and all kinds of issues like that. And so we should have had this ad then, because this is a great sponsor, Bullet Blocker. When I asked him, what can we do to make schools safer, he said, well, you know, teachers should be armed. How about the kids should be protected with police body armor? And that's what Bullet Blocker does. This guy, Joe Curran, is the owner of Bullet Blocker. He's trained as an Army Ranger and former deputy sheriff. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. You ask me as a capitalist, man, I'm impressed by anybody who invents the world's first anything. Right? The world's first anything is pretty cool. The world's first bulletproof backpack to keep your kids safe at school so the bullets bounce off the backpack. That's really cool. Because that makes money. I'm sure he's getting rich off this. And it saves lives. And now he's built a successful Made in the USA company with all kinds of great bullet-resistant products for your most precious assets, your family and your kids. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcases, inserts to go inside their books, and then they can hold the book up and the bullet bounces off it. In other words, they're turning everything into like a bulletproof vest. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life, gives the parents the gift of peace of mind. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com. Bulletblocker.com. All right, let's take a call. We got it. David from Las Vegas wants to talk about my guests and what they had to say. So let's see what David has to say. David, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me on board. Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, I have no problem with the schools in Las Vegas. I think they're doing a great job. I think, you know, it is what you make it. Because I have a daughter. You know, I don't have money to send her away. It would be nice for her to go to Yale or Harvard. She has a 4.1 GPA. and I don't have the money for it, but she's done it on her own, you know, because she wanted to do that. So it's a lot of the individuals that need, you know, that have good parenting. Not to say I'm a good parent, but, you know what I'm saying, right?
No, but you are a good parent. I could tell you're a good parent because you're bragging about your kid. That makes a great parent. You love your kid a lot, and you're willing to talk about her on the radio, on national radio, actually, not even local radio. So I know you love your kid, David, and I know you are a good parent. So stop trying to undersell it. You are good.
All right, thanks. But I just wanted to put that across because a lot of the kids, they can make it happen. My daughter, she's doing good at it. As soon as I can figure out how to get her some money to do it, I'll do it.
What grade is your daughter in? What grade?
She today's her last day. She just graduated from.
So now she has to go to college, right?
Yep, she just graduated from Valley.
So where is she already know where she's going to college, or doesn't know yet?
She wants to go Yale. She's put in for other places. I'm not sure yet. I just kind of need help, so we're just running around looking for it. That might, you know, if you know someone, that'd be awesome. But, yeah, she's put it out. She's been doing it. She's been in the Trabach Years program for 4 years. She's been in the ROTC program at Valley as well as Sierra Vista. So, yeah, she's moved around, and she still made it happen. I was deployed for 10 months into Iraq, Kuwait, and she still put it out. So, yeah, I can brag about
it. Sounds like a great kid. Sounds like a great kid. And that's look, this is my argument in life, David, as a conservative, as a Republican, as a capitalist, as a libertarian. If it's to be, it's up to me. I'm someone who just likes people who kick ass and who hustle and who give 110% and who perform. And I don't like people who make excuses and don't perform. And so you're going to be a loser in life if you blame the school system and you don't perform. It's up to you. No matter how bad the school system is, you've got to rise above it. And it sounds like your daughter is a winner. And so she's the type of girl that, you know, that I think will make it in anything she does later on in life. You know, in any sort of profession, she'll be good because she's a self-starter. She's self-reliant. She takes personal responsibility. And I think she probably learned it from a dad who served his country. So thank you, David. Really appreciate it. Appreciate the call.
Thank you so much.
All right. So let's talk about a few other things that I think are in the news. Interesting. The ICE chief says MS-13 is worse than animals. He says animals kill to survive. ICE doesn't kill to, these animals at MS-13 don't kill to survive. So they're worse than animals. They don't kill because they have to eat the meat. They kill because they're murderers. He says this guy's name is Thomas Holman, the ICE director. He believes President Trump did not go far enough when he referred to them as animals. He said, it's much more than that. MS-13 kills for sport, to terrorize, not to survive. For these folks who want to question the president on the use of the word animal, talk to parents and children that were murdered. Not just murdered, hacked to death. Imagine a parent living the rest of their life knowing their child suffered, was tortured, was terrorized, killed slowly in such a manner. All right. Trump is on the right side of the issue as usual. And I'm with this ICE chief, Thomas Holman. Good man. I think it's an insult to animals to compare ICE, MS-13 animals. Wayne Allyn, Warren Allyn, I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War now. USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump canceled his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, writing in a letter that the historic gathering will, quote, not take place on June 12th in Singapore as scheduled. Earlier today, we heard from President Trump on the decision.
I believe that this is a tremendous setback for North Korea and indeed a setback for the world.
Nancy Pelosi was holding a town hall last night when a small business owner named John stood up and asked her a question regarding taxes. He once again said that he had given some of his employees bonuses and raises based on the GOP tax cut plan. Take a listen to how Pelosi responds after John asks his question.
Not many businesses, only a small percentage of businesses shared their tax advantage with their employees. So let us thank John for that.
To date, roughly 3 million workers have received bonuses due to the GOP tax cut plan. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All right, Wayne Alaruth, this segment of the show sponsored by My Patriot Supply. In the past few weeks, We've seen an uptick of natural disasters, tornadoes in Alabama, Kilauea erupting in Hawaii, earthquakes off the coast of Oregon, earthquake in Southern California. No matter where you live, disasters like these are the reason every American needs to prepare. The truth is you are the best first responder. The alternative, wait for the government to arrive? I don't think that's the answer. The choice is clear. You are the best first responder. You are responsible for your family. This is the day to build your emergency food supply. Get this special double offer from my friends at My Patriot Supply. Buy a two-week emergency food kit and get one free. Two for the price of one. Buy one, get one free. Take action now. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. These foods last up to 25 years in storage. Both two-week emergency food kits, meaning you're buying two for the price of one. So both of the two-week emergency food kits are shipped free discreetly to your phone. Call 888-524-6540. Supplies are limited. Preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. No, it's not my business. They just grabbed that website just for the listeners of this show. Preparewithwayne.com. Go get their special offer, My Patriot Supply. Thank you for sponsoring this show. All right, we've got our guest on, Megan Barth. Usually she's in studio, but I don't get to see beautiful Megan today in person. I have to talk to her on the phone. Her website is ReaganBabe.com. Hey, Megan, how are you?
I'm good, Wayne. How are you?
You've abandoned me. You've abandoned
me. I know.
I feel abandonment.
I'll make it up to you next week.
I feel abandonment syndrome. All right. So let's talk about North Korea first. That's not a topic that's on our list, but it's got to be it's got to be a big topic in America today, and I haven't even discussed it on the show yet today, and we're more than halfway through the show. Just haven't had time. Busy show, lots going on, jamming a lot of guests in, a lot of callers in. So Trump has kind of ixnayed for now the North Korean summit, and I think it's the best move he could possibly make. I think it's just more of the art of the deal. It's negotiating. He was making sounds, Kim Jong-un, like, you know, he might back out. And Trump's like, really? You might back out? Forget it. The whole thing's canceled. Forget about it. Get lost. It's canceled. Very New York move. I think good move.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And this is what happens when you negotiate from a point of strength. We've gotten our three Americans back whole, not tortured to death. I like Otto Warmbier. We have them supposedly destroying a nuclear facility, allowing Western journalists in just the other day. But Kim Jong-un overplayed his hand because he basically gave a insulted Mike Pence. And Donald Trump is not going to allow anyone on his team to be insulted by a tin pot dictator. And so I think when he just says, you know what, we're not going to come to the table if you're going to act, you know, in this manner and insult our vice president. And all of a sudden at 4 o'clock today, so now you have Nancy Pelosi, after this letter was sent, you have Nancy Pelosi coming to the stage, you know, basically shaking. She has this tic, and she's saying, you know, Kim Jong-un is just giggling right now. Like, you know, Kim Jong-un has Donald Trump right where he wants him. Now, this was just hours ago. Well, just about an hour ago on Martha McCallum, the story broke that North Korea is back at the table. They're knocking on our door again. So
no,
he's got them in a point of weakness. All Kim Jong-un wants to be seen is as a leader that's standing with President Trump, right? And he's making all of the concessions so far, checking them off the list. But we are not going to stand by and let Little Rocket Man continue to play with his missiles, ballistic missiles and nuclear missiles. It's going to be a complete disarmament across the board.
Yeah, I mean, look, I didn't know about that latest development because I've been on the air, but I predicted it. I said all day today in several interviews that what Trump did with North Korea was fabulous and that this is the art of the deal. This is negotiating. When you tell them we don't want the deal anymore, they're going to come back begging for a much better deal than we would have gotten in the first place. So, you know, Obama was like, you know, Iran could have begged him and he would have said, you know what, don't worry about it. I'll just give you everything you want. I mean, that's his form of negotiating. It's scary. He just gives them everything they want.
Right. It's his form of negotiating. He's doing it from a place of weakness, and he's also giving ransom money and hundreds of millions of dollars to Iran. You know, ransom for hostages went against complete protocol of what the U.S. is usually doing. And Donald Trump actually mentioned that today, that we've got all three American hostages back, and we didn't have to pay one dime.
Right. Great negotiating by Donald Trump. And by the way, it appears, I'll say it appears, it's not a done deal yet, but it looks like we've won the trade war with China. I call that a clear-cut victory. And it sure does appear that we won the war with the NFL. Don't you think that was a win yesterday? It's not perfect, but they capitulated to Donald Trump. I mean, the entire league was scared to death and shaking to the boots. All those men were scared out of their minds that they were going to lose their whole income and their whole audience. And so they banned the idea of kneeling for the national anthem. They did give an out. They said you could stay in the locker room and hide like a little coward if you don't want to kneel, but you can't come out and kneel. And so I think it's a big victory for Trump against the billion-dollar NFL.
Well, and just back to China, some of these comments were made by Kim Jong-un suspiciously close to after his meeting with China Xi. And so Donald Trump actually alluded to that in a statement to the press as well, that he suspects something, but when pressed further, he said, well, I'll tell you about it later. Maybe you can write a book. So he has suspicions that China is not acting also in the most upfront manner. So, yeah, we are winning with China. However, I think that they still need to be watched like a hawk. But with the NFL, look, the beginning of this problem not only started with Colin Kaepernick, but it was basically endorsed by Roger Goodell in the fact that he gave players the power, which they simply did not have. And by doing so, he ruined the entire brand of the NFL. It used to be America's favorite sport. Well, if the spectators are watching the players in America's favorite sport disrespect America, no quicker way can you ruin your brand by basically having your actors on the field give the middle finger to the spectators in the stands and across the TV screens. And so if he would have just stuck with the original code of conduct, which is laid out in black and white, all of the players have gotten the code of conduct. It specifically mentions in the NFL code of conduct that the players should stand for the national anthem, face the flag, and put their hand or their helmets over their hearts. Real clear. But the players didn't want to play the game that way. They wanted to introduce social justice into the mix. And there's no handbook on social justice.
All right. I think it was a win. I think we
absolutely
did good.
It was a win.
I mean,
but we'll see what happens because supposedly players are, you know, conspiring on what they're going to do next. So just keep trashing your brand. Make sure that the sponsors continue to flee because Americans are turning it off. And then see if perhaps maybe one day you're going to pick up, instead of a football, maybe a burger flipper.
or a yard tool, gardening tool, or some sort of a rag to clean the toilet bowls in the back of the house.
Yeah,
because
let me tell you, the car wash. Okay,
tell me how much talent any of these guys have instead of making $3 million a year, $5 million a year, $10 million a year. What would they be making in the real world if they didn't have the skill to play football and there wasn't an ability to play football and get paid for it?
Social justice warriors make a pretty darn good penny. Especially when they're funded by George Soros and David Brock and the like. Even a community organizer became president, so, you know, who knows?
I think it's good, though, that Trump keeps pushing this. I think it's good that he pushes the envelope and he says, you know, not only should they be on the field, they shouldn't even be in our country anymore if they want to kneel for the national anthem. And, of course, right away, everybody freaks out, everybody flips out. But the reality is, this is how you win votes. I think Trump's winning over middle America one by one by one. He's sucking up like a vacuum cleaner. Every vote from middle America and the Democrats are done. They're finished. You heard about what they want for their campaign theme, right? They want drain the swamp. Funny
Jeez,
thing
I wonder where they got that idea.
Yeah.
Average age of the Democrat candidate, I think, I just read this, or maybe perhaps it's of both parties, is 65 years old.
Wow.
I mean, it's time to go back to the private sector. Many of these folks have never even worked in the private sector, and if they did, they were ambulance chasers or lawyers. And so we have lawyers writing laws that protect themselves but punish everybody else. We need less lawyers, less elderly lawyers, and we need more, everyday people like businessmen, et cetera, much like Trump, to start running for office, and many of them are.
But Democrats haven't learned the lesson. I mean, there was a lesson with Connor Lamb. The lesson with Connor Lamb in that Pennsylvania working class district was that if you can actually run a candidate who may be liberal, but who makes believe he's not, who runs away from Nancy Pelosi, who runs away from liberalism, runs away from Chuck Schumer, who's very handsome, very clean cut, ex-military background, praises Donald Trump, and acts like a Republican, he actually can win the election. That should have been the lesson they learned. What I'm amazed at is Connor Lamb won, and they didn't even learn the lesson. In Georgia, they elected as their Democratic candidate for governor, the nominee for governor, is a African-American woman who believes in reparations and free college for all.
And in Texas, they elected a lesbian to be the Democratic nominee for governor in Texas. I mean, are they high? Do they really think she has a chance in Texas? A lesbian against a sitting governor who's incredibly popular with $40 million in the bank. They just ran opposite of what you would need to be kind of a clandestine, you know, Democrat. Someone who looks and acts like a Republican has a chance to win for the Democrats, but they went extreme radical left in many cases all over the country in the last few days. So, I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm thrilled about it. But I'm just saying, who would think that's your best choice to compete with a guy who's an incumbent and who's got $40 million in the bank? You got to be kidding me.
Well, like losers that are running the DNC, that's who thinks that this is going to win elections. That doubling down on identity politics is going to win them state elections. They've carved up their platform so much, 16 ways to Sunday. Like I said, they've built victim silos, and victim silos really aren't the majority, okay, of the American people. Farmers' silos are the middle Americans, and this is whose hearts and minds were winning at the Republican Party. Are the guys and women that work with their hands, that get up and go to work every day, and the Democrat Party has simply abandoned them to protect MS-13 and every grievance possibly known to mankind.
And reparations. That's the one that just I keep coming back to that's unbelievable. The Civil War was, what, 170 years ago? I mean, it's just insanity to talk about reparations. You have to be mentally ill to think anyone's going to vote for you when you brag about wanting reparations. It's the craziest thing I've ever heard. But, you know, that's the typical liberal. There's a mental illness there. They don't even understand how radical and wacko they are. Well, Trump just keeps improving the economy. We'll be right back. More with Megan Bart, Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with 4 locals and 1 grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about $1 a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn-Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. And I'm a #1 best-selling author of conservative books. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was the opening speaker at many Trump for President events. I addressed over 40,000 patriots at the biggest tea party in the history of America. Sarah Palin and I addressed over 20,000 at the biggest tea party rally in the history of Nevada. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events all over this great country. And I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me now to arrange for a Wayne Allyn-Root keynote speech or master of ceremonies at your GOP event, fundraiser, banquet, campaign rally, or college GOP event with me as your keynote speaker. It'll be the biggest hit ever. Just call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
War now. Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, this segment of the show is sponsored by Blue Blocker Sunglasses. Summer is here. It is hot out there. It is sunny out there. It is beautiful out there, and you got to protect your eyes. How good are Blue Blockers? America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. Over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection you can own, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and the blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes, often the cause of many eye diseases. And Blue Blockers block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident. If it weren't for Blue Blockers, they believe they'd be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for, how about this, the amazing price of $29.95. Try and find sunglasses that good, that quality, that protective, anywhere in a mall for $29.95. Are you kidding me? They'd be $200, $300, $400, $29.95, or two pairs for $39.95, meaning you buy two and you get them for $20 a pop, plus postage. And if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Thank you, Joe Sugarman, bringing the greatest products of the world to market at the best price. Just call toll-free, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777. One more time, 800-722-7777. Just call there and thank Joe Sugarman and Blue Blockers for sponsoring the show. Without them, you don't have Conservative Talk Radio. 800-722-7777 and get your two pairs for $20 a pop and give them to someone you love. All right, we've got Megan Barth on the line. Her website's ReaganBabe.com. I'm Wayne Allyn Root on War Now, and my website is RootForAmerica.com. Megan, welcome back.
Thank you. I miss being there. I miss being in studio. It's always better in studio, but next
it
week
is. It is.
Yeah.
So you saw the Obamas got this huge multi-million dollar deal from Netflix, which should be the end of Netflix.
Yes, I canceled my Netflix subscription.
There you go. I think it's going to happen all over this country. They're so stupid.
It is.
They're so stupid. But their claim today in the newspaper was they're going to heal the political divide. They're going to make nice and make everybody sing kumbaya. And I just wanted to get your reaction to that.
Is it going to be about all of his comments about the police acted stupidly? Is that how he healed the divide in this country, especially between the inner city and the police? Is it going to be if Trayvon were my son, you know, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon? Is that how he healed the divide between the quote-unquote white Hispanics? I've never heard that term before, white Hispanic. came out of nowhere. I didn't know there was such thing as a white Hispanic. But you got to get the white in there, you know. And so it'll be interesting to see how they're going to capitalize on all the success he had with healing this country. Because when you do look at the surveys and when you do hear the violent rhetoric, especially from, like, Lawrence Tribe, who basically said he'd need to shoot to kill the president, and, of course, he was referring to, you know, legal action. However, you know, we were told that that violent rhetoric had no place in political discourse, but yet the Democrats use it time and time again. Is it going to be a show on how they call all conservatives Nazis and racists? Because that really heals the country. I'll be really curious to see what they come up with, but I won't be watching.
Yeah, it's funny. I thought immediately when I saw it, I thought, well, it's going to be a comedy.
Yeah.
He's going to heal the nation. It's going to be a comedy. No question about it.
Are there
going to
be Greek pillars this time, too?
Never has there been a more divided country. Even the Washington Post had an article today. The Washington Post, the liberal commie Washington Post, had an article that whites have fled the Democratic Party. Here's how the nation got there. And the article's really on the money. I mean, it's right on the money. And I can't see where I printed out. I can't see who wrote it. But it really is a fantastic article. This guy should be commended, whoever wrote it. Oh, here it is. Joshua Zenger, an assistant professor of political science at Old Dominion, whose research focuses on mass political behavior, elections, and representation. Joshua Zenger. But it's really good. And it basically says that, you know, basically whites are lost forever to the Democratic Party. And for every minority they've picked up, and for every extreme, you know, white intellectual Ivy Leaguer liberal they've picked up, they lose like two white, normal, working class, middle class people who didn't go to Harvard. And they're never going to be able to win elections because they just can't get white people to vote for them. And I thought it was a great article. Really fantastic.
Well, and we can't get white people to reproduce either. And this is one of the reasons why the Democrats love open borders, specifically when you see cultures that are coming in on average, for example, Muslim populations. That's why the number one name in London, in the UK, actually not just London, is Muhammad. And when you look at Germany, Muhammad had climbed from, I think, 28 or from oblivion to 28. And now in just a few short years, it's gone up exponentially to, I think it's approaching the top 10, like a ball of fire. Because they reproduce at much higher birth rates than Germans do, because Germans actually have a problem. That's why one of the reasons why they're importing many of these immigrants. But that's what the Democrats have to rely on, is an open border situation. So many immigrants can come in here, of course, have anchor babies, like the Honduran from Guatemala I told you about the other day. She was supposed to be here temporarily. All of a sudden, she's here 20 years, and she's got four kids that we're likely paying for. And who are all American citizens because she had them all when we were here. Geez, what a racket. I think the Democrats are just basically, they're standing, they won't stand for anything. Okay, they won't stand for black unemployment at the historic lows. They won't stand for the flag, but they'll stand with MS-13. And this is a problem for Democrats, but keep doing it. Glad to watch them self-destruct.
Exactly. They're fighting for MS-13. They're fighting for NFL football players who disrespect the flag and disrespect veterans who are willing to give their life for the flag, and they're the best advertisement we've ever had. Because let's face it, Megan and I are on the same page on this one. Republicans are pathetic. It's not like I'm pro-Republican. They're pathetic. They don't. Other than Trump, none of them know how to fight. None of them know how to campaign. Thank God Democrats are this bad. Thank God they're great salesmen for us, because we don't do a very good job for ourselves. I'll tell you that much. All right, we got to run. Megan Barr, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Great holiday, Megan.
Thank you.
Happy Memorial Day weekend. ReaganBabe.com is your website. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. My website's RootForAmerica.com. I'm going to get in a suit. When we get back, it's time to dance on Newsmax TV.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.